and welcome John Smith in Johannesburg, who's an addiction recovery specialist, and he prefers to use the coaching approach in his intervention processes. John tells us that addiction in all areas, from smoking all the way through to hardcore drug addiction, and also including behavioral addictions such as gambling, etc., is on the increase and has become an epidemic of enormous proportions. So, any effective intervention in this area is of paramount importance to those suffering from any of these afflictions. Hello, John.
Hello, Heather.
Right, now let's get to some questions with you, John. What is the difference between addiction recovery coaching and drug counseling?
The more conventional type of drug counseling, in my experience and observation, is more focused on the condition of addiction or a pathology, as it's called. And it's really more focused on assisting the individual to stop the addictive behavior or to come off the drugs. Whereas recovery coaching, yes, it also works on that, but it's more focused on assisting the person to develop a whole new lifestyle of recovery. In other words, there's a very specific goal in mind of what they want to experience instead of the addictive behavior. And it changes their outlook in life. It gives them more hope, so it really helps them to move forward.
You know, this makes absolute sense to me in really anything that one where one wants to improve in any area in one's life. It's a whole lifestyle change that one
Absolutely.
needs to adopt and it's work for the rest of your life. So, it goes without saying that this to me sounds like an incredibly right approach in creating a situation where it can be successful.
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely.
yeah, and Hugh, I would like to ask you, why is substance abuse on the increase at the rate that it is?
There are so many reasons, but I think one of the main contributing factors is just the increase in stress levels and people not seemingly not having the correct coping mechanisms and coping skills. A lot of people are looking for ways and means to escape pain or frustration or to numb or to just have a different experience from what they are currently experiencing. And it's very often used as a form of self-medication. Because whatever the drug of choice is does provide the person with what we refer to as an altered state or different emotions or different feelings. And that's very often what people then become hooked on.
Masking the pain. It's always that, the underlying core that they've got to get to in order to really start the process forward. And it's I know that so many people are living behind masks of pain because they just are so fearful of digging deep and finding out what is triggering this.
Absolutely.
Now, it's as you've pointed out, and I'm also well aware that it's an absolutely huge epidemic worldwide, in every community, because there are drugs that one can get for peanuts off the streets, and plus the very expensive drugs, plus there's also addiction to all the other things like shopping and sex and smoking and gambling, and it's just it's such a huge subject. And so for society out there who are very quick to judge and point fingers at people who become addicted to whatever it is they are addicted to, how can the ordinary member of society, for example, increase their knowledge and understanding of the scourge?
I think you touched on an important point, the fact that society in general tend to point fingers and being judgmental and think of substance abusers or addicts as people who have less willpower or are of weaker character, and that very often is not the case. And what I've found is obviously the fact that addiction covers the whole spectrum of society, from the less educated to your educated professionals. And one of the things I've also discovered is the fact that these really are people who realize at some level that there is more to life than they can experience. There is a deeper quality or experience of life. And that's very often what causes people to experiment with different things, or maybe to become involved with a group of people where they find a sense of acceptance and experiment with them. And it's always a search for something. And it's important for people to, like I mentioned, to become more educated to what the whole situation really is all about. Not only the various kinds of drugs that are out there, which normally is what people focus on, but what the reasons are, what the needs are that people are trying to meet, what the feelings are that people are trying to experience. And if people can just look at it from a different perspective, as opposed to the weak character, moral failure perspective, as people are really looking for something more. And unfortunately, they may be going about it the wrong way, obviously, with using harmful substances or harmful behaviors. But it is far more than just, like I said, moral failure. It's really people that are seeking, desperately seeking for answers and solutions in life.
You know, somebody once said, some old sage said that anybody who becomes addicted is looking for spirit in whatever form that is, a deeper understanding of themselves. And you know, whatever you believe, it doesn't really matter. But it's about getting to the core of the whole thing that will enable you to really, you know, get out of it. And what I think is such a sadness is, you know, how we've been absolutely brainwashed by the media and Hollywood. You know, every day, if you look on the entertainment pages, you know, we read about who's in or out of rehab. And that's what people follow. And some of the young children today think it's hip to go into rehab. And they don't realize the implications and how really, really serious that is, you know, to your health and everything else. And you know, and the people around you that it affects, as you know, as you're a specialist in this area. And that, unfortunately, is the way we are today. And you know, with technology and the social media, it's really something that I think needs. We talked about a few people, you and I, before, who are looking at it in a different way. And the more of that there is around, I think, you know, we will, people like you will have more success with people when they really see it for what it is and know that it's a lifestyle change that will manifest change in their lives. So yeah, I mean, there we go with you know, the situation of what we've been buying into. Now, I'd like to know how, if you can just explain to us how your approach is so different from the other approaches.
Yeah, my approach definitely is very unconventional. For starters, when I interview a prospective client, because I need to first figure out, do I have a client in the sense of somebody who's committed to wanting to experience a different quality of life, not just simply wants to stop using. And normally when a client says to me, ask me if I can please help them to come off the drugs or stop using, I will point out to them, the truth is you don't want to stop using. The truth is you don't really want to come off the drugs. The truth is you want to have a different experience. You want to have a healthy quality of life, because very often the thought of stopping drugs can be very scary for them, can be the whole thinking of how am I going to cope, how am I going to get by. And once I approach them from that perspective, which is a totally non-confrontational approach, I really, really, it's far easier for me then to get buy-in from them into the whole process.
Yeah, I love so that. I love what you say in the non-confrontational. We're running out of time now. So I just wanted to just intervene there. But I think the most powerful thing you said to me was the non-confrontational, because there are so many people that know they have a problem, but they're in denial and they're terrified to go and tell anybody because of peer pressure and all the rest of it. So thank you for that. And my final question to you is, can somebody ever completely overcome addiction?
Yes and no. Addiction is... can almost be viewed as a subpersonality, something that actually develops in the brain, neural networks and all that type of thing. So that never goes away. But as far as the behavior is concerned, like I mentioned before, the whole focus is on developing new behaviors that will still meet the same needs that the addictive behavior met in the past. So as far as the behavior is concerned, definitely the person can overcome the behavior by developing new behaviors. But there's always the danger of complacency and becoming overconfident. So the person who struggled with addiction at any stage of their lives will always be more susceptible to that kind of behavior.
Yes.
So the focus should always be on developing new behaviors instead of the addictive behaviors.
Absolutely.
That way it definitely can be overcome.
Absolutely. So thank you. We've come to the end now, and I just wanted to say it's really creating a new normal. Thank you for all your sage information, and I wish you well in the wonderful work that you're doing, John, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.